Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Even as more states legalize marijuana, the feds have not. So many banks are unwilling to get involved in the pot market. That's why most marijuana businesses are cash only, no credit cards.
There is a push on Capitol Hill to change that. And Bloomberg's Nathan Dean is on our news line. So Nathan, what are some lawmakers looking to do?
So really, the idea here is that there's a bill called the Safe Banking Act. Now, this would allow banks to service marijuana businesses. This is not decriminalization. It's not legalization. All it allows is marijuana businesses to be able to go to the banks. Now, currently, lawmakers, and this has, like, I wouldn't call it bipartisan support, but it's bipartisan warmth. There are Republicans that are on board with this bill. The problem is that Congress is going to end the lame duck session in a few weeks. And it's really, where does this bill pass? Can it pass? And right now, because Speaker McConnell has said he's not on board with it going with the defense bill, really the most likely place for this to pass is the omnibus bill that we expect to pass before December 23rd. We're giving it about a 70% chance at this point, but anything can still happen.
By the way, there's no law that says banks can't partake in these businesses, right? They're just deciding by themselves whether to get in or not.
That's correct. I mean, because this is still going to, marijuana is still going to be federally illegal. We actually don't think many banks are actually going to come in and say, okay, right today we're going to start servicing marijuana businesses. You know, the marijuana businesses that we're talking about are, smaller mom and pop distilleries and, dispensaries and so forth like that. So the big banks like the JP Morgans and the Key Banks and the Wells Fargos of the world most likely are going to say, no thanks. We still have some KYC and anti-money laundering issues that we don't want to deal with. However, there are going to be some state chartered banks, like in Colorado, for example, that we think will take on the risk. Now, it's going to be expensive, but they're still going to take on the risk. So if you're in a mom and pop sector, chances are rather than having to stash your cash in a safe somewhere, you're at least going to be able to take it to a more secure place if this bill passes.
We understand there's other marijuana-related legislation in the Senate concerning gun rights and possibly expunging some marijuana convictions.
That's correct. So it's called SAFE Plus. So the Safe Banking Act is the one that talks about the banks. There's another bill called the HOPE Act. It's called the Harnessing Opportunities by Pursuing Impungement Act. And this is what a progressive ask. This bill actually helps states expunge cannabis offenses through federal grants. And this is really the sweetener for the progressives to get on board with this bill. But on the other side, some of the Republicans may not be on board with this. The one thing that we are telling our clients, though, just to be very careful about is that anytime you see a statement right about now when it comes to the passage of either of these bills or both of these bills, you're seeing a wide fluctuation in marijuana stocks. There's an ETF called MSOS. And yesterday when Senator McConnell sort of poo-pooed the idea of this Defense Act, it dropped 12%. We've seen swings from a positive 20% down 12%. So there's a lot of volatility going on right now with these pot stocks.
Yeah, a lot going on. All right, Nathan, good update. Thanks. That is Nathan Dean at Bloomberg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.